Nolte, Women Producers Refuse to Film Where They Can't Kill Their Babies. By John Nolte on December 7, 2023. Top female Hollywood producers say that if a state won't allow them to kill their baby, they won't shoot their lousy movies and TV shows no one watches there. At something called the RAPS Power Women Summit, which sounds like a load of laughs, these power babes made clear that reproductive rights restrictions have kept them from filming projects in certain states following the overturning of Roe v. Wade. No one is restricting anyone's reproductive rights. You can reproduce all you want. It's the butchering an innocent baby for convenience that's restricted. Sorry, not sorry. Get a load of the language these awful people use as a metaphor for murdering a baby. Joseph Goebbels would slap his forehead. Where we choose to shoot is not just about bringing money or spending money in Georgia or wherever, it's about can you take care of the crew. One power harridan told the Rap. You have to think about the health and safety of your crew. I won't shoot in those states. I think it's your obligation, Barry Power Bossy Pants and exec producer Aida Rogers added. If you're going to hire women, you have to make sure that you're careful in the place that you're filming. Careful about what? How about when you're on location? You be careful to avoid getting yourself in a situation where you feel the need to end a human life. You know, exhibit a little self-control, a little self-respect. But I guess that's too much to ask from our increasingly demonic friends on the left. And what a bunch of lazy crybullies. You don't see me whining because I have to drive all the way to Tennessee to get decent fireworks. Are women too weak and helpless to drive to the state next door? And if you, whoa. Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Missy. Did you say women? I think the transphobe did. Why, yes, the transphobe did say women as though men are not just as capable of getting knocked up and killing their children. The bigotry. Now we're going to take a step back. These are the harpies that control entertainment and look at where their priorities lie. It's not about entertainment. It's only about how I want to murder my child, and if I don't get my way, I'm leaving. As a writer and a producer, when I come in and pitch something and people are leaning in but say I'm too scared to make that, that's more of a reason to make it, one power harridan said. I'm always going to want to do subversive provocative stories. That's just who I am. You know what? Maybe it is better if that one doesn't reproduce. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jchmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers and is the perfect Christmas gift. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle and audiobook.